Our fifth emphasis is on team-based right livelihood. Team-based right livelihood businesses are one of the fundamental institutions of the FWBOTB MSG, together with chapter meetings, public centers, and residential spiritual communities. Recently, I discovered that in the UK alone, there are 31 team-based right livelihood businesses with 232 full-time and 48 part-time workers between them. This is quite an impressive figure. It represents quite a magnificent achievement, especially when one considers how difficult it is to establish and run a business of this kind. And all those involved, whether order members or mitras, are to be warmly congratulated on their efforts. They are pioneers, not only within our own movement, but within the context of the wider society. They are pointing the way towards the development of a more ethical economic order. Team-based right livelihood businesses have four distinguishing characteristics. One, they provide those who work in them with the means of support. They do not pay wages or salaries, and they give each worker what he or she needs according to their individual circumstances. Two, they engage only in such activities as are ethical, i.e., in accordance with the precepts. Moreover, the team-based right livelihood businesses are run in an ethical manner, and the workers treat one another ethically. Three, they provide opportunities for the development of spiritual friendship within the work situation. This is particularly the case where the workers not only work together, but live together in a community. Fourthly and lastly, the profits of the business are distributed as dana for the benefit of the FWBO-TBMSG activities of various kinds. Most of you are probably familiar with these four distinguishing characteristics of the team-based right livelihood businesses, but you might not be able to enumerate them if asked to do so, and that is why I've given you this little reminder. In the Dhammapada, and perhaps I should mention that in the course of this convention, I've got back to working on my long unfinished translation of the Dhammapada, and hope to have it finished by the end of the year. In the Dhammapada, the Buddha says that non-repetition is the taint of the sacred verses. In other words, if you don't repeat them, don't go over them in your mind, perhaps even with your lips, you will sooner or later forget them. So non-repetition is the taint of the sacred verses. Some order members have big gaps in their knowledge of the Dharma, even big gaps in the knowledge of the movement. And it's not only important that we should learn, it's important that we should not forget what we've learned. We should therefore repeat it to ourselves, turn it over in our minds and reflect upon it whenever we get an opportunity. We should make it, as it were, a part of ourselves. Sixthly and lastly, in the FWBOTBMSG, we emphasize the importance of the arts for the spiritual life. We emphasize the importance of culture, great music, literature, drama, painting, sculpture, architecture, all help us to broaden our sympathies and to extend our experience. They enlarge our imagination. They refine and direct our emotions. At their best and greatest, they may be bearers of spiritual values, values which are in principle identical with those of the Dharma, values which can help us to transform our lives. And while I'm on this subject of the part that the arts can play in the spiritual life, I must say how very, very much I appreciate the stupa which has been created by Chintamani with, I believe, the help of some others, for a shrine room, and which stands in the center of our shrine room. I'm sure that everybody who has seen it and who has meditated in its presence has felt very, very inspired and very grateful to Chintamani and the others responsible for the creation of such a magnificent facility for our convention. So these then are the six great emphases of the FWBOTBMSG. We're an ecumenical movement. We're a unified movement, especially a unified order. We see the act of going for refuge to the three jewels as central in the Buddhist spiritual life. We recognize the vital importance of spiritual friendship. We seek to transform economic life through our team-based right livelihood of businesses, and we give an important place in the spiritual life to the arts. These six great emphases are what differentiates the FWBOTBMSG from other Buddhist traditions, and what differentiates us, that is to say, from the rest of the Buddhist world. It's therefore important that we should have a thorough understanding of these particular emphases. We should be able to explain them to newcomers and to other Buddhists. We should be able to give a reason for the faith that is in us. At the same time, we should remember that we have a great deal in common with other Buddhist traditions. We should remember that we are a part of the Buddhist world.